couple of questions on carbs and fats. So does it matter what kind of carbs and fats we eat? And should we be aiming to like do carbs one day and fats the other so that we kind of develop metabolic flexibility?
Well, so here's the deal with carbs and fats. First of all, every single extra calorie driving obesity and diabetes and all of our problems is pretty much exclusively coming from carbs and fats. It's not from protein. It's not from fiber. It's carbs and fats. And it's really 50-50 on the calories. So we're equally over consuming carbs and fats. And if you look at the real problem, it's hedonically overeating foods that are way too tasty and addictive and dopamine spiking. And those have three things in them that make people overeat them. High carb, high fat, you know, like 45% each, as we mentioned, you know, 45% carb, 45% fat, only 10% protein, and then high energy density. So you're not going to overeat like steak and boiled potatoes, even though the steak has fat and the boiled potatoes have carbs, because the energy density is pretty low. A boiled potato is only one calorie per gram. And the steak's only, you know, 1.5 calories per gram. So you're not going to overeat those, even though they're combined together. What you will overeat is high energy density carbs and fats. So anything with refined carbs or refined fats together, your candy bar, you're going to massively overeat. Your donuts, you're going to massively overeat. So you can take any omnivore mammal, like a lab rat, and feed it human junk food or any food that's basically high carb, high fat, and high energy density. I call it the trifecta in the book. And they will automatically eat by 40% of calories. So like we have these rat and mice cafeteria diet studies in the medical literature, where you just basically feed rats and mice unlimited amounts of human junk food. They're eating, you know, like pepperoni pizza and Little Debbie's and snack cakes and potato chips and all this stuff. And they just basically overeat by 40% of calories and they all get fat. And that's because of this trifecta of high carb, high fat, high energy density. So you want to be very careful with foods that have this particular combination, because you will automatically overeat them because they're way too tasty. And the satiety per calorie is horrible. It's actually negative. So like if you, if I gave you a donut and then 2 hours later, you went to the buffet and ate as much as you wanted, and we weighed and measured how much you ate, you're probably going to eat more after the donut than if you just didn't eat anything at all. And that's like basically negative satiety from these foods. You know what I'm saying? If I gave you a box of donuts and told you to just eat one, the chances of you eating, you know, extra calories is so much higher than if you just didn't eat at all. So these are the foods that are really driving the obesity epidemic. Half of the obesity epidemic is protein dilution. So it's like you have to eat more donuts just to get enough protein and not be hungry. But the other half is addictive hedonic overeating from these tasty, delicious, high carb, high fat trifecta foods. So you're trying to eliminate both of those problems, first of all, by targeting protein so you don't have to overeat carbs and fats together, and then also limiting these foods that are high carb, high fat, high energy density altogether. So I don't think you have to completely divide your carbs and fats into different days. But you asked me, like, what do you want to do with carbs and fats to make them better? You want the lowest energy density carbs and fats that you can get. So, you know, like, let me explain. 100 grams of sugar is 100 grams of carbohydrate, right? But 100 grams of raspberries is 5 grams of carbohydrate. That's a low carb carb. It's a low energy density carb. You get so much weight and volume for such few actual carbs. So if all your carbs come from raspberries, you'd have to eat, you know, 20 pounds of raspberries to get a day's worth of calories. And so this is a very safe carb, very good carb, very low energy density carb, a very low carb carb. Same thing with fat, right? So you have, if you just have oil or butter, 100 grams of oil or butter is 100 grams of fat. But avocado is only 15 grams of fat, or 100 grams of salmon is only 10 grams of fat, or 100 grams of egg is only 10 grams of fat. So you have all these foods that are low energy density fats, low fat fats. So you want all of your fat to come from the lowest energy density source you can get, like avocados and fish and meat and eggs. And then you want all your carbs to come from low energy density carbs, which is basically fruit and vegetables, instead of the refined high energy density carbs, which is your sugar and your flour and your oil. So you're just trying your target. Step one, target protein. Step two, get the carb and fat densities lower. You know, so you're automatically eating less carbs and fats. And then step three is don't eat the high energy density, high carb, high fat food together, your donuts and your pizza and your candy bars. And that's kind of how it works.